Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today, September 12th, is the Feast of the Holy Name of Mary, celebrating the fact that victory, when it comes, comes through Mary. In the year 1571, the Muslim Holy War to destroy Christianity and conquer Europe was stopped at the Battle of Lepanto, due primarily to lots and lots of ordinary people praying the rosary. I'll share that story with you on October 7th, on the Feast of Our Lady of Victory. With that failed sea invasion, the Muslims sought to conquer Europe and Christianity by land. So by 1683, the Islamic forces had reached the heart of Europe and laid siege to Vienna. The emperor fled Vienna, and King Louis XIV of France ignored the cries for help from the Viennese people. Less than 15,000 defenders were trapped within the city walls of Vienna, while the Muslim army swelled to more than 150,000. If Vienna fell, nothing would stop the Muslims from sweeping through the rest of Europe and destroying Christianity. The small number of fighters left in the city were abandoned by their leaders and surrounded by a much larger force bent on their destruction. It looked as if there was no hope. But God and Our Lady never abandon their children. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Blessed Marco of Aviano, a Franciscan monk and chaplain to the Christian army in Vienna, encouraged everyone trapped in the city under siege to resist by praying the rosary every day. Then, rejected by the King of France, Pope Innocent XI appealed to King Jan Sobieski of Poland to come to the aid of Vienna and all of European Christianity. The Pope did so because Sobieski led the most feared cavalry in Europe, called the Winged Hussars, because they had sewn eagle's feathers to the back of their armor and looked like eagles flying as they rode into battle. But more importantly, Sobieski was ardently devoted to Mary and the Rosary, and when he received word from the Pope, he summoned his cavalry and army and went straight to Częstochowa, where the miraculous icon of the Black Madonna is kept. There they consecrated themselves to Mary and marched more than 400 miles to Vienna. And Sobieski ordered his army to pray the rosary as they journeyed. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Sobieski and his forces arrived outside of Vienna on the evening of September 11th, 1683. This was supposed to be the day Islam launched its final blow to Christianity, but they did not account for Sobieski and the Mother of God. At 4 a.m. on the morning of September 12th, King Jan Sobieski and his forces celebrated Mass and renewed their consecration to Mary. Then, without hesitation, they threw themselves into the assault. Sobieski's soldiers ran with abandon down the hill toward the Muslim army, shouting as they went, "Jesus and Mary, save us!" While the famed cavalry, the Winged Hussars, charged with 18,000 strong, the largest cavalry charge ever. And Jesus and Mary did save them, as well as the city of Vienna. And by the end of the day, the massive Muslim army was completely destroyed, and those who survived fled in disarray, leaving everything behind in their camps. After the battle, King Jan Sobieski related the events of the victory to Pope Innocent XI, describing in a letter to the pontiff exactly what happened that day. And he ended by saying, "I came, I saw, and God conquered." And upon his return to Poland, Sobieski went immediately to the shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa on a pilgrimage of thanksgiving, laying the captured Muslim flag before the miraculous icon of Mary. There it rests to this very day. Once again, like Lepanto, the victory came through Mary, but the victory came because countless people responded by praying the rosary. And in gratitude, the Pope declared this day, September 12th, the Feast of the Holy Name of Mary. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
What enemies do we face? Sure, we have external enemies, Satan and the world that spreads temptations and ideas that seek to destroy Christianity. But in this spiritual battle, the enemy with the most potential to destroy us is ourselves. In this spiritual battle, that which causes us to fail in heroism and become a coward or a traitor is our disordered desires, feelings, and vices. Our greatest enemy is to be ruled by our own misplaced desires that cause us to do all kinds of terrible things to ourselves and others. We're ruled by the desire to be better than anyone because we think our identity and worth depend upon it. We're ruled by the desire for praise and esteem of others. We're ruled by the desire to escape the call to holiness, to escape our responsibilities, to escape our pain, to escape our boredom by anger over things that are way beyond our control, or by eating to console our pain, or drinking to drown our pain, or by lust or gossip, tearing others down instead of striving to rise above. What are the disordered feelings that attack you the most? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
If we want to be victorious in this spiritual battle, then we have to ask ourselves, what messed up feelings or desires are attacking me? What are the overwhelming pressures or anger? Or fears about something you can't control. Feelings maybe of resentment, bitterness, and regret, or the urge to escape through busyness, entertainment, food, alcohol, painkillers, pornography. We have to identify the feeling or desire that has taken us hostage and threatens to destroy us. Name it, write it down. Because we have to identify specifically the disordered feelings and desires that have taken control of us. Then it is vital to admit that you are powerless to defeat these by yourself. Then, like Sobieski, cry out, Jesus and Mary, save us. And entrust to Jesus and Mary whatever it is that assails you, say to them, Jesus and Mary, I consecrate my anger, my feeling of overwhelm, my worries, whatever it is, consecrate that specifically to the hearts of Jesus and Mary. And then think. What is the right way to think about this situation, and what is the right way to act? Not only did Sobieski consecrate himself to Our Lady, he made a battle plan, and he put it into action. So we need to make the resolution to live out that day the right strategy, the right thought, the right action. And then every time the enemy strikes you that day, turn immediately again saying, Jesus and Mary, save us. And again, entrust the wrong thought or emotion to them. Choose the right thought and behavior to live, and save us they will. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, you know, maybe my favorite thing to do every day is to pray the rosary with you.
Mm.
There may be those out there in our audience who are praying the rosary with us who don't know that this wonderful voice that responds to the rosary is my 21-year-old daughter, and that you are the most amazing editor and audio engineer for these rosaries. You've
this
now
is
done
all true
more than 5 years.
That's crazy.
Almost every day, more than 5 years. And even though this is one of my favorite things to do, you know what else I love to do?
What do you love to do?
I love to take people to the Holy Land. I love to lead people to an intimate encounter with Jesus and Mary right where they lived. And it's amazing to go immerse yourself in the lives of Jesus and Mary for 10 days without distractions. And it's really almost kind of overwhelming, because when you get off the plane, you're stepping right into the Bible, where it all comes alive. and going to Jerusalem and the Sea of Galilee, it will then transform your experience of going to Mass, because every time the readings are proclaimed, you are right there again. And then when you pray the rosary, you're right back at those sites. Or every time you read the Bible, you're right there. So going to the Holy Land is like an investment that just keeps reaping dividends. But it's also one of the greatest Marian pilgrimages. Instead of going somewhere where she appeared, like Lourdes and Fatima, we go where she lived. We go to her birthplace in Jerusalem. We go to Nazareth, where the angel appeared to her. We go to the place of the Assumption. And most of all, we go to Bethlehem and place our hands on the spot where she gave birth to Jesus. Now, can you imagine going there right before Christmas? And that's what we're going to do this year. We're going to make it the greatest Advent ever by going on pilgrimage to the Holy Land right before Christmas. And it will transform in an unforgettable way your Christmas this year. So I want to invite everyone to come with me to the Holy Land this December 2023. Just go to our website, schooloffaith.com, and click on Pilgrimages for all the information. So, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the Rosary. Share this with others.